This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's The Fan early morning show. It's the wake-up show, and the wake-up show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Much news in sports that we can talk about this morning. The Celtics, they're done. Almost a historic comeback, something that rarely happens in sports, coming back down 3-0 in a series to win a seven-game series. And the Celtics, they failed. All this inspirational, whoop, we're referencing the 2004 Red Sox and, you know, we got this, we're determined, and then the Heat were just like, ah, no, it's like, just kidding. We got this. And they did. They threw him aside. Am I sad that a Boston team has failed? No. Am I the biggest NBA fan? No, not in the slightest. But when Boston loses, we all win. So, happy about that. The Vegas Golden Knights finished off the Dallas Stars and will play the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals in the NHL. I almost want to hate the Florida Panthers slightly just because, you know, I always like to think, well, if that were the Penguins could have done it. But then again, you know what? This is the rare time that I'm so frustrated with the Pittsburgh team. I don't care. I think the Florida Panthers are a great story. I think you should as well, and I'm rooting for them in the Stanley Cup Finals. They took down a Boston team as well. Don't forget the Boston Bruins, that historic team in the NHL this season, this regular season. And the Florida Panthers took them down in the first round. I always wondered, what do you tell a team that had a historically good record during a regular season that loses in the first round? Like, how do you respond? What do you say as a coach? What do you say as a leader on the team? I don't know. But the Florida Panthers, good story. They're going on to the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, they're already there, and now they have an opponent. They got the Vegas Golden Knights. So the Boston Celtics done. The Miami Heat move on in the NBA. And then we got the NHL Stanley Cup Finals set. And now on to the subject that pertains to Pittsburgh sports. What do we do about the Pittsburgh Pirates? By the way, you can call me at any time. Express any of your thoughts on really any sports. I know the Pirates can be frustrating, and you might not have an answer, and maybe you want to talk about something else, or you can directly express your feelings within reason to me at 412-928-9370. You're also welcome to tweet me at Callas_33. That's Callas_33 on Twitter. And again, the phone number, 412-928-9370. I'm open to whatever at this point. Mostly whatever, again, within reason. You know, don't swear if you call me. Don't, you know, do anything crazy. But, you know, you can talk to me. You can express your frustrations. I know that there's a lot of mixed feelings. You might have a lot of mixed feelings about the Pirates. I have a lot of mixed feelings about the Pirates myself. Because they start a season so well. And you want to believe that there's hope. And then they do poorly. And they have a historically poor month. Where now they're retorting is the right word. I don't know. They are retreating back into 2021 form where they didn't win a series that entire year. If they don't win the next two games against the Giants, they're going to go from winning most of their series in April to not winning a single series in May. Ugh. Just tough. It's a hard pill to swallow just because they finished so strong. Or excuse me, they didn't finish. They started so strong, and now as the season progresses and a few injuries have taken a toll on the team, now they're struggling. We got a caller. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Jim.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the Pirates.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I think we just got to be honest. It's just a disappointment, and it's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah.
They played well while it lasted, and everybody thought it was going to be more than what it was, but it wasn't. So, I think everybody saw this coming, and it was nice, and now it's over.
Did you see April coming, Jim?
Honestly, I did not.
No.
That was a wonderful surprise.
So do you think it's more of a disappointment because they started so strong? Or do you think, why else would Pittsburgh fans be disappointed in the Pirates?
Everybody saw it in the pitching. The pitching had no depth. Once you get through Keller, there's no depth. There's no depth in the bullpen with the injuries. There's no depth with the starting rotation once you move through Keller.
No, I hear you.
We all know Rich Hill isn't going to last. Everybody who watches the game knows that. Once he gets over 30 pitches, his velocity goes down and his speed drastically goes down, and it's just BP all day.
No, I hear you. But where's the disappointment coming from, Jim, is just my question. If we didn't expect them to do well and you didn't expect them to do well, where's the disappointment? And you saw, and everybody can see where the pitching is, where's the disappointment in this team?
When they lose 14-4. You see the game yesterday? They lost 14-4.
Oh, I saw it. I didn't want to repeat the score. Thanks for the call, Jim. I don't think they can be disappointing if you didn't expect them to do well this year. I think they can be disappointing if you had hope at the beginning of the season because they started 20-8. But I think that if you expected these things to happen, there shouldn't be any disappointment. And if you're frustrated about that, I don't know. I don't think there's a reason to be disappointed in the team unless you didn't see a collapse coming. So many people thought the Pirates weren't going to do well. I had more optimism. I said 84 games that they were going to win, and I really thought, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I'm disappointed because I actually anticipated that they were going to have a season with 84 wins. They were going to be a respectable baseball team this year. But for any of you out there that did not expect them to do well, to say that you're disappointed to me doesn't make sense. Because you were pleasantly surprised by 1 month, and then they collapsed the next month. There's just no reason to be disappointed if you're a fan. And I wanted to address that too, because I call Twitter the endless rage machine, because it kind of is. I mean, it's where we express our feelings, sometimes more aggressively and, you know, harmfully than others. But, you know, I just start seeing these hashtags flying around. Fire Charrington, fire Shelton. And that's where kind of like, and I'm glad actually Jim brought up disappointment, because why are we calling for the heads of two members of the Pirates organization when nobody anticipated that this team was going to come to fruition this season? That's what I don't understand. And it's just flying around now because, ooh, let's spread some controversy. Fire, let's just do the simple thing. Fire the general manager, fire the manager. Okay, then what? What do we do then? What's your master plan? It's easy to make a hashtag. It's easy to be just generally upset. Who next? If you're one of those believers out there that Charrington and Shelton should be fired, who's next? Tell me then. Who are they going to bring in that's going to know more about the team and the depth in the team immediately and is going to make an impact to prepare us for the anticipated success of 2024? I don't have an answer to that. And if you want to call and you want to answer that, you can. 412-928-9370. You can call like Dave from Delmont is right now. Go ahead, Dave. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in. I'm disappointed because I knew they were going to be bad. I mean, that's just how it is.
Okay.
But you think that they could start playing better than like a little league or a you know, a team that's 14 or 15 years old. I mean, why would you leave second base with one out when there was a fly out? I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
They're making bad plays. They're making dumb errors. I mean, it's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
And yet they signed Shelton to an extension. The thing that he can do is clean up the mental mistakes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even do that.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate the call. I can get on board with that. It's one thing when you know that the other teams on the field have better talent than you. You know, and the team fights hard and does most of the fundamentals correctly. I get that. I hear that. And that is a valid reason to be disappointed. So, Dave from Delmont, I'll clap it up real quick. Good call. Good call. Because you can be disappointed in how they're playing the games, and that's fair. Shelton can help influence some of those mental mistakes. I do believe that as a manager, you should have that influence. You should have that awareness to guide your team to make the best decisions. Dave, unfortunately, he was signed to an extension around the time that April was ending, and they were 20-8. So, you know, that's just the reality of the situation, is that he was doing well and they gave him an extension based on a month of success. Now, to be disappointed in how they're playing, though, I mean, they lost 14-4. Rough game against the San Francisco Giants. They are on the brink of not winning a series in May. It's just a rough time. It's a rough time, and that's a good reason to be disappointed. 14-4 loss. They lost 2 of 3 to the Mariners previously. Again, they haven't won a series yet in May. So if you want to be disappointed in the immediate play on the field, I'm fine with that because they do make a lot of errors. They've gotten too aggressive on the base paths. They have not really protected base runners and really appreciated the value of having runners on base. Now, I will say this, though. I was pleasantly surprised in the series against the Mariners because I know so many people were upset because the Pirates weren't hitting home runs, and then Hayes homered and Swinski's gone on a tear. Santana had a home run in that series against the Mariners. So did McCutchen. So they seemed to respond to the feedback, whether intentional or not. They responded to the feedback of not having power by just bombarding the Mariners with home runs. Now, if you want to go and try to dismantle my argument a little bit, you could say, well, that was only in one game. And you know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It was just one game. They responded immediately, and then the next two games, yeah. I mean, one of those two games was lost in extra innings, so they let one slip by them. The game before that was a blowout. So I can understand where you're disappointed as fans, because now they've lost another blowout to the San Francisco Giants, a team that's toward the bottom of the NL West. I mean, for crying out loud, too, the Mariners ran into the Yankees, and the Mariners lost the first two games of a series against the Yankees after facing the Pirates. So that's got to be frustrating to know. The Mariners have been down for most of this season. But they can come in, or the Pirates can go to Seattle, and the Mariners can take 2 of 3 in that series. It's just, so there are reasons to be disappointed. And if you have any more reasons, call in 412-928-9370. But if you got the hashtags on Twitter, if you're pleading that Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington should be fired, it just seems like an easy solution, like an easy decision in our heads, but like what else would they do? Like, that's the stuff that I don't agree with as just, you know, being rational and understanding of how baseball works and how this team's been making efforts to develop. I think we got a taste in April of what we're going to see more consistently next season, if anything. We hope that O'Neill Cruz will come back from injury and do well. Maybe the Pirates can find more starting pitching. It's a shame that Vince Velasquez was going on a tear, and then all of a sudden his elbow is in jeopardy, it seems. That he just can't get that elbow feeling right, which is scary. But, like, we're not going and firing the manager. We're not going and firing the general manager. That, to me, just doesn't... There's no way that makes sense. That's just the easy rage response that you can have online. But it's just, it frustrates me to no end when, you know, fans just go, yeah, you know, that's a good idea. Let's just spread these hashtags. Let's spread this ideology. And that's the cool thing to do right now. It's not. Think more realistically about this team. If you're frustrated with the team and you lose interest in the games because they're losing these blowouts, like, you don't want to sit and watch the game on television the whole time because they're, you know, they've ended up losing by 10. I understand that. You know, it's okay to lose interest even if they start to bottom out and they start to really cross below 500. I hear that. But to say, let's dismantle management already, guys, like, let's just relax. Okay, have more rational thoughts. And I love Dave from Delmont talking about why we should be disappointed. Because the players on the field who are supposed to be major leaguers, who are supposed to be major league ready, are not making routine plays, and they're making base running blunders. That's reasonable. Firing the manager and the general manager and dismantling everything, not reasonable. 412-928-9370 is my phone number. You don't get anything sports, really. I'll get you going this morning because I am not thrilled about the Pirates right now. And it doesn't sound like many of you are either. And we've talked about this before, too. Or I've had so much hope for the Pirates before. And I really did think they were going to win 84 games. And I hope they turn it around to the point where they do. Just so I can say I'm right, to be honest with you. But also because it's nice to have faith and optimism in your team. But also, this is just the cruel reality right now. The cruel reality of an injury-plagued team. And of just the visual, the idea that they're not ready yet. It's looking more and more like that. Now, maybe this will be an every other month thing where they go and they have an incredible month of June, and I think that'd be fantastic. We just can't know. We got to wait this whole season out. We don't have to wait all of next season out, necessarily, but just see how April goes next season, too. With their roster full and hopefully not affected by injury, and they add a few more pieces, and then they really start to compete. But keep it reasonable. Keep it reasonable. That's all I ask of you. 412-928-9370 at callas_33. That's callas_33 on Twitter. You can tweet me questions. You can call and ask me questions. You can call and express yourself. I'll talk about the NBA a little bit if you want, though I'm not the biggest fan. We can also talk about the Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights Stanley Cup Finals. Call me. Talk to me. If not, I'll keep talking about the Pirates when we come back. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The sun is shining, spring is here. Time to get a great deal on Silverados and Colorados. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 86, low of 61. It'll be clear all throughout the day. Same thing tomorrow. High of 86, low of 56. More clear skies, sunny skies. Expected to really get into those summer temperatures now in the mid-80s. And don't look now, but the weekend has predicted forecasts of 91-degree highs and more sunny skies. So, summer's here. Woo! Let's go. Hot temperatures. Baseball is in full effect. It's my type of season. Love baseball season. Love the summertime. Love the hot temperatures. And we're getting there. June is right around the corner. Hopefully the Pirates, they can, say that they won a series in May, at least before they get to June. That's what I'm hoping for. The Pirates would have to win the next two games against the San Francisco Giants to end the month in order to claim that they won a series in the month of May. Can they do it? 412-928-9370. You tell me. I think that was actually a Twitter poll question. Will the Pirates win a series in May? I think the majority of people said no. So, sorry you guys don't have the faith. I want something else that happened, too, that was kind of wacky that just made me think. Yesterday, the Royals were playing the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are kind of bottoming out themselves again. And they almost got combined for a perfect game against them, the Cardinals did. They were playing the Royals. And that's just one of those super rare things in sports that you haven't seen. There's been combined no-hitters. There's been individual no-hitters and, of course, individual perfect games. And perfect games are extremely rare in Major League Baseball. We know that. But, the Royals almost combined for a perfect game against the St. Louis Cardinals. And that would have been the first time in the history of Major League Baseball that happened. And I always love those stories. I love when new things happen or can happen. But I never actively thought that there had never been a perfect game thrown by a team that threw out multiple pitchers. So, just a thought, just one of those things where I never knew. Maybe you knew already, but I never knew that there was never a combined perfect game, and I think that's interesting that it's so rare that it's never happened, and the Royals came very close to throwing one against the Cardinals, but Nolan Arenado spoiled that, so no dice. All right, so here's where we are. Speaking of the Cardinals in the standings right now, if you haven't looked, I'll give them to you just real quick. Well, speaking of the Cardinals, they're in last place. 24-32 record. The Cubs 23-30 in fourth. The Reds now in third, 24-29. The Reds are catching up. The Pirates 26-27, now two games back of the Milwaukee Brewers, who are the only team left in the NL Central over 500. 28-25 record. The Pirates, I'm still conflicted on what the Pirates should do and how they should respond. And again, it could be one of those just weird years where maybe they'll have a great month of June after a struggling month of May, and they'll just alternate. You know, good month of April, bad month of May. They'll pick it up, good month of June, bad month of July. I don't know. They could even out and be around 500 for the rest of the season. That would also be fine, so it seems right now, because the division is still salvageable, and I know some people are pessimistic about that. I just really hope that this team, I want to hope and I want to have optimism that this team gets it together to the point where they can compete for this division, because it's such a weak division right now. It's a very weak NL Central. And it's just frustrating to know that the Pirates are so close, but we know we're feeling it. They're so far. And the fact that they're getting blown out and they're making fundamental errors as consistently as they are, you might have good reason right now to not have faith. But going back to the same thesis, there's no need to start firing people right now. Make some trades, make some moves, call up some prospects. I'm still with that. But Charrington and Shelton should remain in their respective positions. And I think we as fans should calm down because we got a taste of success. And it came to a screeching halt. And now there are some of you out there calling for what I perceive are irrational moves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app